Hey there, just a quick heads up. We're not doctors and this isn't medical advice. We're just sharing what's worked for us. So as always, check with a healthcare professional before making any changes. All right, let's get into it.
Hello and welcome back. We are so happy you're here.
The periodic table.
Don't worry, we're not going to be talking about the periodic table. It's aluminum that happens to be on that periodic table. And aluminum is found everywhere. In fact, it's in the Earth's crust. But what you may not know is that it's in your food, in your water, in the deodorant that you put under your arm, and in a lot of medications. Why is that important to know? Well, it can wreak havoc if you're exposed to too much on your body. So today we're going to discuss how to remove some of those things that you're using daily that have the aluminum and how to detox your body. Let's get into it. So, Amber, you know, I think it's interesting that there's all this talk about, you know, I mean, my intro, I talked about periodic table, right? So that goes back to our childhood. What else goes back to our childhood is Campbell's soup.
It does.
Do you remember, like, I mean, tomato soup, being sick as a kid and eating Campbell's tomato soup?
Chicken noodle, specifically. Oh. Home-style chicken noodle. I'm very particular.
Oh, yes.
Home-style versus regular. Two totally different things.
Okay. Well, yeah, I think yesterday you were wanting a chicken soup with, and Brad was like, what kind of chicken soup? And you were very specific.
He knows I'm very, very specific on a lot of things, but a specific, I just like to drink the broth.
Yeah. That's how Finley is too. She just likes broth.
Yeah.
She makes me take all the chicken out of the soup. But on another note, obviously Campbell's is in the news for a very different reason than our special memories of our childhood and the ways in which we ate the Campbell's soup.
Yeah.
It's kind of scary, right?
It is. I mean, it is scary. I mean, who knows if it's true? I take everything that I read or see with a grain of salt because you just never know. But what I do know is it, like with everything, says bioengineered on it. So, you know, I'm not going to be shocked if their meat comes from a 3D printer, quite honestly. I won't be shocked either way. But, yeah, it's just, I guess, another reminder, not that we need any more, but like so many things in the grocery store aren't even real food anymore. Like it's really difficult and it's becoming more and more difficult to find like real, true food.
Yes.
Not bioengineered crap that's just made or created a non-natural way.
Right. Yeah.
It's just another reminder of we need real food.
Yeah, we need real food.
You know, we need real food. We need chicken that's actual chicken.
Right.
We need vegetables that are really vegetables and that actually come from the earth.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So it's, you know, bioengineered, GMO, all the things, you know, it's like, how do you, I mean, yes, your body can break down those things, but it takes and it breaks it down into things that aren't good for you, like glucose, and which causes, you know, other issues. So it's really a unfortunate situation that we're in as a society that, you know, we're manufacturing food in the droves to because of consumption and to make it easier, I guess.
It's easier, more convenient, it lasts longer.
Yeah.
I mean, like, I not that I agree with it, but I understand the why. And it's just, again, another reminder how important it is to grow your own if you can, or purchase local. Go to those farmers markets. Purchase your meat from a local rancher, and you can purchase beef or chicken or each. I mean, sometimes you got to seek it out, but there's a lot of apps out there that'll help you.
Yeah.
And then again, farmers markets, searching where the closest one is to you and buying local and also supporting local. I mean, to me, it's equally important. Not only do I want real actual food, if I'm not able to grow it, like we don't raise cattle, but I purchase our beef from someone local who does. I know that it's real beef. I know that, you know, the vegetables, if I'm not growing them, I'm going to purchase them from someone who is growing organically versus, you know, always relying on something from the grocery store.
Yeah, I buy all my chicken, I've mentioned before, from a local farmer, and I buy all my beef from a farmer as well. Pasture raised, organic. In fact, I rarely will eat meat out. It's just, I've become a vegetarian in when I go out to dinner. And I still know that, you know, there's a real high probability that the vegetables I'm eating are probably doused with all kinds of pesticides and chemicals, but
Just the meat in general, I know, like, I feel better that I know that when I make meat at home, it's the real thing, and it's good. And I, like you said, like, supporting local and small businesses, you know, is it's just an, a value, an added value to it.
It really is. And you're helping those, you know, you're helping those local farmers continue to do what they do, which is offer great quality meat or produce or whatever it is that you're purchasing from them. And it helps them stay in business. Right. So I'm all about buy local.
Yes.
For sure. And it's so much better quality than you're ever going to find, I think, in my opinion, in most grocery stores.
Absolutely.
If you're not growing it yourself. But grow it yourself. It's super easy.
Right.
Outdoor. You can grow indoor. If you're not in a climate, you can. The hydroponic gardens. There's so many different ways that you can grow your food.
Yes.
For sure.
Yeah. And, you know, I know that, you know, today's topic is about aluminum, and it's about, you know, just aluminum is everywhere. Obviously, it's in the Earth's crust, which, you know, we can't get rid of the Earth's crust. We can't, you know, stop breathing, and we can't stop drinking water.
Yeah.
So, you know, there's so many ways in which we can help ourselves. And we actually found a clip that we want to share, and it's a guy that, a doctor, I should say, that is, you know, giving his, you know, really professional opinion on, you know, aluminum and the effects of it, and
just the risks with too much. And unfortunately, we're in a world where we're kind of surrounded by it. So yeah, we're going to play that clip and then we'll kind of get into it.
We're constantly exposed to aluminum. Aluminum is very toxic to our bodies. It's in our water supply. If you have a drip coffee maker, you're exposed to aluminum. In baking powder, cookware, medications, especially antacids, deodorants, and the big one, vaccinations. It's been estimated that a child by the age of 18 months has been exposed to 4,925 micrograms of aluminum. It can lead to autism, Alzheimer's, cancer, kidney dysfunction, and bone problems like osteomalacia, which is a weakening of the bones, not quite to the level of rickets, but a deficiency of vitamin D. So there's definitely a blockage of vitamin D when you have too much aluminum.
So as he mentioned, you know, it's obviously pretty much everywhere we talked about. It's in your water, it's in your food, it's everywhere. But, and we can't completely eliminate it. But how can we, you know, take care of our bodies the way God intended? And I think it goes back to just, again, I feel like I'm a broken record in saying this, but it's true. Like, it goes back to, you know, buying foods that are, you know, from local farms or from farmers markets where you know that the food is actually like natural. There's no added preservatives. There's no added chemicals, synthetics, things that your body really has a hard time breaking down. You know, we see our society is, you know, we deal with obesity, right? And a lot of it is, you know, is based on the foods that, that we're choosing to eat and, you know, convenience, whatever the case may be. It's getting back to eating the way the foods that are natural, and aluminum specifically is found in a lot of high processed foods. The average American, I was doing some research, it says that natural unprocessed foods contain very low amounts of aluminum, and the average person gets 3 to 10 milligrams per day. That's based on the WHO food additive review. This includes fruits, vegetables, grains, and meats. So they did a deep dive into, you know, where, if you're eating natural foods, how much aluminum are you getting, and how long does it take for your body to remove those, that aluminum? And it's 24 to 48 hours for a healthy individual. But the processed food exposure, this is where it gets a little bit higher, actually like 5 times higher. It's baking powder, processed cheese, frozen dough, pastries, pancake mixes, pickles. I know you're like, pickles? How in the world are pickles? But yes, pickles and some commercial baked goods. And they say that is between 50 and 150 milligrams typical per day. So if your body's only supposed to take 3 to 10, and that's the way in which your body can flush out, which is keeping your body in a healthy, you know, rhythm.
Yeah.
And you're eating, you know, all processed foods and you're getting 50 to 150 milligrams, then think about that on a daily basis. If that is your consistency. Now, every once in a while, like your 80-20 rule, you know, indulge in something.
Oh yeah.
Your body.
It's impossible. I mean, for me, it's like impossible, I feel like, to go 100%. And that's just more not also my personality. I want to indulge on occasion. I want to make sure that it's not over the top. But yeah, I do. I have an 80-20, but I really try to eat very clean, eat very natural for majority of my diet. But I definitely let loose for that other 20% and will indulge, knowing that my body is in good working order and can remove those toxins.
But right.
It's when we have that reverse where we're going to run into a lot of issues where if I'm eating, you know, 20% of the time good and 80% of the time I'm eating all, you know, ultra processed foods, not only is it the aluminum, but all the other issues that you're going to run into that you're it's truly not, in my opinion, not food.
Right.
It's not. It's edible poison. Yeah. Like I've always said, it's, and we're going to suffer the consequence, whether it's now or later.
Yes.
At some point in time for continuing to slowly poison our body.
Yeah. And it's, as you said, it's, I mean, aluminum does, like, over time, poison your body. And your God created our kidneys to be able to flush out that. And so it's not that it's poison, like, if you're getting a smaller dose, but when you are consistently getting high doses of aluminum on top of the fact that it's processed food, it's just another reason, like, processed food is so bad for you.
Yeah.
And I hate it because it's convenient. But the reality is that, you know, it's not good for you in so many ways. And aluminum is another reason for the fact that you shouldn't eat it consistently.
One of like 1,000 reasons why we shouldn't be eating super ultra processed foods all the time. Because again, yes, it is convenient. It does have a really long shelf life. It's not the most convenient to eat super clean and super healthy, but you're doing, you know, your body a huge favor in the long run for sure. But yeah, absolutely. Reducing ultra processed foods. Another way to really easily, I think, this is one simple swap I made years ago, is just the deodorant that you use. I know that was mentioned on the video, but you know, there is aluminum that's added to antiperspirants specifically. So what that does is it just kind of blocks that. It creates a barrier so where you're not going to sweat. But, you know, I look at it as our bodies naturally sweat. It's just a natural process that they go through to help remove toxins.
Yeah.
Yes. And if we're going to block that from our armpits, you know, again, those toxins are going to help remove, go through our kidney and go through our liver. But if I don't have to put that additional pressure on it, why would I? So removing or using an aluminum-free deodorant, I think, is a very easy, simple way to just reduce your exposure to aluminum.
Yeah.
I know, you know, I read all kinds of blogs and articles and listen to a lot of videos as well. And I know one of the major, I guess, hesitations or why people, if they switch and they go back, they're like, well, I stink if I use an aluminum-free deodorant. And really the only difference is you're actually sweating. So one of the ways that you, I guess, can ensure that doesn't happen is you can detox your armpits. Super simple to do. I know some of the more natural deodorants come sometimes with a detox, but it's just a simple, quick mixture. And you honestly make this at home. Anybody can make it. And it's just a mix of clay. And I specifically use bentonite clay mixed with a little bit of activated charcoal and water. Or you could do an apple cider vinegar rinse on your armpits, but something to help detox and pull some of those toxins out. And, you know, in my experience, you won't experience the, what I've read about the, it still stinks, or I'm going to have to go back to the natural deodorant or the non-natural deodorant. So I think, I don't know, for me and my family, it's been a super easy swap.
Yeah.
For sure. And it at least reduces that exposure that we had to aluminum, because again, we're exposed to it everywhere. So however we can take these little steps to try to remove it,
yeah,
I feel like is
a good
positive
way. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Every little thing becomes a big thing.
It does, right? It does. It's just little
good or bad.
Yeah, that's true.
Little
that's
habits true. That are good can become that's very true. Very good, or vice versa. So you know, that's what we're all about, making small little changes, like simplifying your life, right?
Yeah,
every day.
Absolutely.
With those small changes. You know, one of the other things that he mentioned was medication. And I found this so interesting because antacids are prescribed, like, to a majority of people that have quote unquote heartburn or problems, you know, with their stomach. Again, not a doctor, but antacids have a very high, in fact, it's the active ingredient in aluminum is the active ingredient in an acid. I cannot say that in a antacid. Is aluminum is the high ingredient. So, you know, that's kind of scary because that's a high dose of aluminum. It says here that they're getting 100 to 200 milligrams of aluminum. And we were trying to stay in that, you know, 3 to 10 for the food. That's a lot.
Yeah.
And so, you know, I find it interesting because there's a big misconception, I think, with the antacid and how the effect, the efficacy of the antacid in your stomach. I'll never forget, you know, a guy, he lived behind us and he was a doctor, and he would always say, you know, you were talking about apple cider vinegar being used. We have it, we've had it in our house for years.
But yeah.
He talked about using, when you have, you know, heartburn or whatever, to take
apple cider vinegar.
And I always thought that was so crazy. I'm like, okay, but there's acid in my stomach. But, you know, he was right. You know, it's not necessarily the acid that what you're feeling that's not the root of the problem. You know, there's other issues. And so generally speaking, it's digestion. It's, you know, all these other things that are happening in your body that are causing, you know, that feeling of the gurgling or whatever in your, you know, heartburn. And so apple cider vinegar is something that he actually suggested, and not to take the antacids because of the fact that it doesn't help with digestion. It just causes more problem. In fact, later it'll actually create more acid in your body. So
create more issues possibly later in life.
Yeah. And so again, not just for the fact of that instant gratification of trying to get rid of that, you know, that acid in your stomach or the heartburn, but it's also creating problem because of the aluminum, that high concentration, the active ingredient in an antacid is aluminum. Yeah. So, you know, I think there's something to that, right? I mean,
well, there is. I mean, we just live in a world where all we hear about is the how everything is toxic. I mean, we're seeing the effects. I mean, you can't live in today's society and not see the effects of kind of what's happening, and knowing the natural or more effective or safer alternatives, I think, is just putting us in a better position. Sure. And I'll say apple cider vinegar, you know, coming from that holistic side of it, it is great for so many things. It's a great rinse on your hair if the pH is too high. I mean, there's so many benefits to apple cider vinegar.
Yeah. Our bodies were designed to have, you know, there's a perfect pH for our body.
Oh, yes. When our pH is off, our skin, our hair, anything, it can cause issues. And apple cider vinegar is a great way to reset, specifically with hair.
Yeah. And your stomach. I mean, legit. I mean, it helps. It's so crazy to me that like you think acid, but again, it goes back to that it's you got to treat the problem, not just get a quick fix.
Yeah.
Because
our society likes that quick fix. We want that instant gratification. We have that very short attention span. So, you know, it's just kind of training our kids specifically to not always have that knee jerk reaction and really truly look at fixing the root of the issue.
Right. What is the root?
Yeah. Absolutely.
Yeah. And, you know, I know that we've both kind of set, you know, left the pots and pans that were, you know, with a lot of aluminum. We've decided to leave those behind and get new cookware.
Yeah. That's another easy way. Again, you're never going to completely eliminate your exposure to aluminum, but knowing the easy ways that you can swap it out, cookware is another really great way that you can do that. Removing cookware that has aluminum. And I mean, I personally cook with stainless steel, and I'm gonna have to pause that because I just cast iron. Fucker. I couldn't think of it. Okay. So pause that. So I personally cook with stainless steel and cast iron, both easy, both very non-toxic. I'll say, don't put that cast iron in a dishwasher. I've seen some hilarious fail videos that does not go in the dishwasher, but those are easy, non-toxic ways that you can make simple swaps of cookware and, again, reduce exposure, which is so key.
Yeah, I remember going to Broken Bow and us finding cast iron. We were making the cornbread and cookies or something. I can't remember, but we found them like in these little, like...
I love a good antique store. But you can find some really good... Because, I mean, I'll say not all cookware is created the same. And there's definitely some cheap dupes that, but you can find some really good old quality cast iron. All you got to do is bring that baby back to life and season it. And cast iron is fantastic, and stainless steel as well.
Yeah. Yeah, for sure. And then obviously he discussed vaccines, and vaccines are obviously a touchy subject.
Highly controversial.
Highly. But you know, the more I talk to moms, I'm seeing this huge trend of change. And obviously,
awakening, you'd say, of a
They're having that aha, a wake up call, yep. whatever you want to call it.
Yep.
And, you know, I obviously, with my daughter, Finley, I've talked about it before, stopped doing vaccines. Max has been vaccinated since till he was four. And then Finley's got two vaccines, and Faith has zero. So, you know, we're very much against vaccines. But what I found interesting was that the little amount of aluminum that's in vaccines. There's high concentrations. And again, I think about the way in which God created our bodies and how he designed us to be able to flush it out 24 to 48 hours. But I'm looking at this infant, this tiny little baby that's getting tons of vaccines. He mentioned the actual amount by the time they were 18 months old. I can't remember what that was, but you know, this tiny little baby having all of these vaccines, the amount of aluminum that it's got to process and filter through the liver into the kidneys and everything. And then you wonder why there's these high increased, you know, issues. And I won't go into detail because I'm not like, you know, going to get into that, but you know what's going on in society today. And you know that the kids are having a lot more mental issues, physical issues, all kinds of things.
Mm-hmm.
And it just makes you wonder, like,
except certain populations. Let's look at the Amish.
Yeah.
Let's look at those autism rates and look at all those issues that the Amish does not have. And you wonder why. And again, not just vaccines, but it comes down to, you know, they grow their own food. They raise their own cattle. So, you know, there's definitely a correlation. And again, I feel like it's like attacked from so many different angles. What can I do? Again, I can't prevent it. I'm not going to live in fear.
No.
But what I am going to do is educate myself on ways that I can at least reduce it and ways that I can detox from it.
Absolutely.
For sure.
Yes. God does not want us to live in fear.
Yeah.
You know,
no, I mean, there's a benefit. And fear and anxiety is bad for your health too. Yeah. Health as well.
Yeah.
So, I mean, my gosh, we could talk forever on what anxiety does to your body long term and what stress does for your body. So I'm not going to stress over it because I know it's there. I'm going to focus on what can I do to rid it or reduce it, I guess, and help detox.
Yes. And I think that's like a really good point is that, you know, we are all about creating simple solutions for people and not to raise fear, but just to inform and then give simplified ways to change and make swaps. And I know you mentioned the deodorant, and did you mention which deodorants you're using? I don't actually use deodorant, which is, I'm really embarrassed to say that because I feel it's kind of like, I used to never tell anybody that I didn't vaccinate.
But you don't stink.
But I thank you.
You don't. I would tell you if you did.
I know you would.
I would.
I know you would. No,
you really don't. I mean, you don't stink.
I haven't worn deodorant since college. I'm not even kidding.
Honestly, I think it's something with y'all's like, because Brad is the same way. He doesn't have like body odor.
Isn't that weird?
And like, I can work outside all day and I'm like, whoo, I can smell myself. Like, if I'm outside working, and he is not. So I think it's just something with y'all's
genetics.
I don't know. I guess so.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Well, I definitely, like, I sweat a lot. I sweat on my head. Like, if I go run, you see it all over my hair.
Yeah.
And like my feet and my shorts. Like, that's the three areas but I don't sweat really underneath my armpits. So I just never wore it. And then I was obviously, you know, in my mind, way back when, I always thought that always was leery of deodorant because of, you know, you love your lymph nodes under there. And I always just had this like weird feeling about like, I'm really stopping the sweat from happening. Like, that just doesn't make sense to me.
Well, because our bodies are designed to sweat. We need to sweat it out. Yes.
And so
it feels better when you sweat, quite honestly. I mean, not necessarily from your pits, but I mean, using a clean deodorant, I feel much better about it versus one that's filled with
synthetics and chemicals and aluminum.
Yes.
And my daughter Finley, you know, she uses deodorant. She uses something called Native.
Yes.
Yes. So that's what she's using.
Yes.
And so there's obviously some options out there. Just do your research.
Tons and tons of options out there now. So I think, even in some of the smaller itty bitty little grocery stores that I've been in, they have aluminum free options for sure. And there's tons of places online that even if you can't get it, and then Thrive Market, I will say that is a fantastic option for so many natural, cleaner products for sure. Yes.
Yeah.
And you can filter and sort and look and search if those options aren't readily available next to or conveniently close to where you live.
Yeah. And then the other thing is with food. I mean, obviously, as you mentioned, you know, you can You can grow your own vegetables or go buy them from a fresh market, a farmer's market. I still buy them at the grocery store, but I buy all organic, vegetables and fruits and things like that. And then, the meats, there's so many local farmers that are, out there. And
local farmers need our support. Yes, they need our support. Whenever we want them to stay in business.
Yeah.
I know I do. So yes, I want to support local.
Getting your pure, ingredients. When you're eating at home, you should only eat, really clean, natural food versus, buying all the processed foods. Like, stay out of the middle aisles. We've talked about that before. Really stay on the
shopping
outside.
Yes, for sure. I mean, that's just an easier way. Now, is it feasible 100% of the time for me? No. But majority of the time, that's exactly how we will try. But will we have a frozen pizza on occasion? Yeah. Because sometimes by the time we get home, it's late after sports. We pop that in. But again, that's, I've got that 80-20. And I know how to detox.
Yeah.
So cilantro. We've talked about that before. For me, that is one of the number one ways. And it is an herb that I planted once and it comes back over and over. And I have so much cilantro that grows all over our property because I planted it once and then those seeds spread. And that's such an easy way that you can naturally help your body detox not just aluminum, but a lot of the other heavy metals that we're exposed to every single day.
Yeah. And, eating, I obviously have talked about the lemon water. I do that daily, but that's another way to detox. And I last night had, I eat very clean. I've mentioned that. I'm not really the 80-20.
No, you're like the 100-0.
No, I
you
do.
Are.
Okay, well, not
you
all
are.
The time.
You're 100-0. I don't understand it.
That's not true. I do eat, sometimes. Like, last night, Fidley's cheer practice, we didn't get home till 9. We got to Chick-fil-A at 9:45.
And you ate Chick-fil-A?
I ate french fries from Chick-fil-A.
I'm about to say, you ate the chicken? Okay.
No,
I ate the... And even I'm 80-20, and I won't do that.
I told you, I don't eat meat out. I do eat, french fries. I mean, I that is probably one of my biggest weak. Chips and french fries are, like, my weakness big time. And so I definitely eat french fries. And so I ate some, I had 5 french fries last night. And
have you ever made homemade french fries? They are amazing.
I know. I need to make them. I have made them.
Oh my goodness.
Before.
They are amazing. We have this, but I got this, it's like this big stainless steel contraption thing. I feel like I'm going to cut my fingers with it sometimes, but you put your potato and you peel your potato, you put it in there and then you just chomp down this big arm, almost like the arm of like our paper cutter thing.
Yeah.
You chomp it down and it spits out your fries and then it comes with like different attachments. Do you want thick fries, thin fries?
What?
Yes. And then soak them.
I need that.
Overnight in cold water. That's a key. If you want crispy fries, soak those bad boys overnight in cold water in the fridge. It like removes, I don't know exactly what it does. Something with starch or I don't know exactly what the reason is, but I know all the videos and the bakers and the people that cook. They always said soak them, so I did, and then deep fry them in tallow.
I know.
And they are amazing.
Okay,
amazing.
I want that machine.
It's not even a machine, I should say. It's like a contraption. It's not expensive. I'll find the link and I'll
get it to you. Yeah, I want that because I do.
So easy.
I actually found some that are tallow fries at Sprouts. And they have
Sprouts is great food.
Tallow, yes. I buy majority of our groceries.
My Sprouts.
We buy majority of our groceries from Sprouts and Whole Foods. But they have two brands of French fries that you can get. One's with rosemary, and then they have a sweet potato one too. So, and they're cooked in beef tallow. So yeah, I love French fries. So it's kind of a weakness. But again, that 80-20, eating your, if you're gonna go out to eat, that's where you're just in your mind know that you're gonna get aluminum. Okay. It's part of it. But when you're not out to eat, that's where you can make those changes. I mean, I feel like that's where you make your changes really. It's at home,
Well, because you can control.
Yeah,
you can control it. When you're out to eat, a lot of times it's for convenience or whatever reason. And you can't control everything. Yeah. I mean, and I guess it depends upon, where you're going as well.
Yeah.
There's a lot of healthier or more health conscious restaurants that are out there that really advertise and promote some of the key ingredients that they're using or that they are avoiding as well.
Yeah.
Thanks so much for joining. And one way that you can support us is by simply clicking the subscribe button. It doesn't cost a thing and it ensures that you get all episodes that we drop delivered directly to your device.
The name catches you, but the truth keeps you. Thanks for joining. This episode is brought to you by Blue Tit Botanicals Skincare, handcrafted in small batches with clean ingredients and a touch of luxury in every drop.